Deus in adiutorium meum intende. Domine ad adiuvandum me festina. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
Deus qui claro lumine diem fecisti, Domine, tuam rogamus gloriam, dum pronus dies volvitur. O God, who in the clearest light have fashioned day itself, O Lord, we do beseech your glory now, while drooping day winds to a close.
Iam sol urgente vespero, ocasum suum graditor, mundum concludens tenebris, suum observans ordinem.
And so the sun by evening urged, his setting makes by slow degrees. He closes up the world in gloom, observing thus his order's rule. Tu ver excelse, Domine, precantes tuos famulos, diurno lassos opere, ne sinas umbris opprimi. And truly you, O Lord Most High, entreated by your servants dear, though slackened by our daily work, O see us not by shades oppressed. No, lest from darkened minds and hearts our day depart within this age, yet rather in your sheltering grace may we discern the light of hope. Grant this, O Father highly blessed, and fathers equal you alone. With Spirit Paraclete grant this, who reigns through all the ages long.
Ut non fuscatis mensibus dies abscedat seculi, sed tua tecti gratia cernamus lucem prosperam.
Presta pater piissime patrique comparunice, cum spiritu paraclito regnans per omnes seculum. Amen. He is my comfort and my refuge, in him I put my trust. Blessed be the Lord my rock, who trains my arms for battle, who prepares my hands for war. He is my love, my fortress, he is my stronghold, my savior, my shield, my place of refuge, he brings peoples under my rule. Lord, what is man that you care for him? Mortal man that you keep him in mind? Man who is merely a breath, whose life fades like a shadow. Lower your heavens and come down. Touch the mountains, wreath them in smoke. Flash your lightnings, rout the foe. Shoot your arrows and put them to flight. Reach down from heaven and save me. Draw me out from the mighty waters, from the hands of alien foes, whose mouths are filled with lies, whose hands are raised in perjury. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. He is my comfort and my refuge. In him I put my trust. Blessed are the people whose God is the Lord. To you, O God, will I sing a new song. I will play on the ten-stringed harp. To you who give kings their victory, who set David your servant free. You set him free from the evil sort. You rescued him from alien foes, whose mouths were filled with lies, whose hands were raised in perjury. Let our sons then flourish like saplings, grown tall and strong from their youth. Our daughters graceful as columns, adorned as though for a palace. Let our barns be filled to overflowing with crops of every kind, our sheep increasing by thousands, myriads of sheep in our field, our cattle heavy with young. No ruined wall, no exile, no sound of weeping in our streets. Happy the people with such blessings. Happy the people whose God is the Lord. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Blessed are the people whose God is the Lord. Now the victorious reign of our God has begun. We praise you, the Lord God Almighty, who is and who was. You have assumed your great power. You have begun your reign. The nations have raged in anger, but then came your day of wrath, and the moment to judge the dead, the time to reward your servants, the prophets, and the holy ones who revere you, the great and the small alike. Now have salvation and power come, the reign of our God and the authority of his anointed one. For the accuser of our brothers is cast out, who night and day accused them before God. They defeated him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony. Love for life did not deter them from death. So rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell therein. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Now the victorious reign of our God has begun. A reading from St. Paul's Epistle to the Colossians. You must hold fast to faith. Be firmly grounded and steadfast in it. unshaken in the hope promised you by the gospel you have heard. It is the gospel which has been announced to every creature under heaven. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall want for nothing.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall want for nothing.
He has brought me to green pastures,
I shall want for nothing.
Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall want for nothing.
If you hunger for holiness, God will satisfy your longing, good measure and flowing over. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. Susceipit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae. Sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini, eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. If you hunger for holiness, God will satisfy your longing, good measure and flowing over. Let us pray to Christ, the light of the nations and the joy of every living creature. Give us light, peace, and security, Lord. Brilliant light, word of the Father, you came to save all men. Lead the catechumens of your church into your marvelous light. Give us light, peace, and security, Lord. Overlook our sins, Lord, for you are the source of forgiveness. Give us light, peace, and security, Lord. Lord, it is your will that men use their minds to unlock nature's secrets and master the world. May the arts and sciences advance your glory and the happiness of all peoples. Give us light, peace and security, Lord. Look kindly on those who have dedicated themselves to the service of their fellow men. May they fulfill their work freely and completely. Give us light, peace and security, Lord. Lord, you open the way, and no one can close it. Lead into your light those who have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection. Give us light, peace, and security, Lord. Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Lord, hear the evening prayers we bring before you. Help us to follow in the footsteps of your Son, so that we may produce an abundant harvest of goodness in patience and in faith. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omnem malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam. Amen. Salve Regina, Mater misericordiae, vita dulcedo, et spes nostra salve. Ad te clamamus, ex soles filii Evae, ad te suspiramus, gementes et flentes, in hac lacrimarum vale. Ea ergo, advocata nostra, illos tuos, misericordes oculos, ad nos converte. Et Iesum, benedictum fructum ventris tui, nobis, post hoc exilium, ostende. O clemens, O pia, O dulcis Virgo Maria.